This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Howdy. Hi and hello, friends. We're back live at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota. There's Jeff Zarling over there with some of that coffee, that Java. What's the name of the coffee again? Roughneck. Does anybody drink anything other than Roughneck coffee? They must not. They should be. But if you come see the What's On Your Mind booth, you'll find us not far away here. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and get some of that Roughneck coffee. We've tried to start every show with a little splash. You heard the Burning Hill Singers yesterday. How great was that, right? Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council kicking things off, laying out the vision for the 3 days of this wonderful event on Tuesday. And today we have a great human being, someone that is wrapping things up with a little talk about politics in America 2018, the one and only J.C. Watts to start the show. Hello, sir.
J.C., well, you started with a splash there.
Yeah, that was a beep. It wasn't exactly a splash, but did J.C. hang up or what?
I am here.
Oh, there you are. Now I hear you. I heard a beep. That's all I heard was a beep. And how are you,
Scott? I'm well. If I complained, I'd seem ungrateful. So I am doing well.
Well, we are thrilled that you're back in North Dakota. This is really cool.
Well, it's good to be back. This is my third or fourth trip to North Dakota. Well, I guess my third trip to North Dakota. I was here about 7-8 years ago in Minot for the same Bakken event, and was here probably 15 years ago for a Republican state convention event. So good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. I always appreciate your conversation. What are you going to tell folks today here at the North Dakota Williston Basin Petroleum Conference? What are you going to talk about?
Well, it's a lot of things on my mind, but I am, you know, someone that's been blessed to not have to go to work every day, but someone that gets to go to work every day. That's my perspective. I think there's challenges that we continue to have in terms of sustaining the greatness of America. I think in spite of whatever our shortcomings are, whatever our faults are, we still are the world's best hope for mankind. And I've had a chance to see the goodness of America up close and in personal. And Scott, I just think there are things we have to do to sustain the greatness of America. And, you know, that World War II generation gave us a pretty good recipe. And, you know, go out and serve your community and serve your family. And I think we have a responsibility to earn what that World War II generation passed on to us. And so, obviously, economics play a role in that. Culture plays a role in that. You know, I think we should continue to, our daily prayer should be, you know, God, you know, don't allow us to prosper financially, but to fail spiritually. So many challenges, but we have to get up every day thinking about them and working on them. And I've been fortunate to, you know, be able to play a role and or to have a say in that.
And a darn good one for sure. You mentioned culture, and this is one that keeps me awake at night as well, just sort of where our culture is going. Our audience talks about it a lot. You know, school shootings happen all too regularly. You say, why? Why is this happening? And very often people come back to say, why is because, you know, everything that this country was built on is being more and more pushed away, you know, got out of schools and a secular society where people are talking less and less about their faith. Do you see that getting worse? Do you see that getting better? What would you suggest we do about it?
Well, Scott, and when you mentioned the gun issue, and I think it should be mentioned, but I think for us to one side focuses strictly on guns and the other side, you know, focuses on security. And when you look at, you know, the gun issue and kids being killed in schools, there's layers that I think we have to deal with. And this just didn't happen overnight. You know, I think if we think that man, if one thinks that man is, you know, born, that he's basically good, then, you know, you're always going to point to guns. I think man is born basically bad. We don't have to teach our kids how to be selfish, and we don't have to teach our kids how to be bad. We come into the world bent the wrong way. And if you think that there's not a spiritual element to the guns in school thing, then we're going to continue to deal with that. I think, you know, we all are dysfunctional. We it's just a matter of degree. I'm more dysfunctional than Scott. Scott's more dysfunctional than somebody else. Somebody else is more dysfunctional than somebody else. But nevertheless, we all are dysfunctional, and it's not a tragedy to be dysfunctional, but it is a tragedy when we allow our dysfunctions to become our normal. And I think that's what we have done. I mean, we have made excuses for the heart of man, and we say, oh, man is basically good, and so when man does something bad, we blame it on the guns, or we blame it on, you know, if it's teenage pregnancy, we say, well, we it's because we didn't distribute enough condoms, or, you know, it's always, you know, some inanimate object that we want to blame things on. And I think we do need to be concerned about mental health issues. That's a part of it. But again, the cultural decay, it's layers of issues that we need to deal with. It's not just the guns, it's not just the mental health. It's much deeper than both of those things combined.
Talking with the great J.C. Watts, Oklahoma Sooner, former member of Congress, stepped away from all that and said, I'm done with that for a while, and came back into the private sector, does a lot of great speaking, and he is here this weekend. He and I share a dear friend, and Mike Bubba Cantrell, and that's how I got to know J.C. well. But I think I have, you know, interviewed you many times as a member of Congress. What do you make of what's going on in Washington right now? Donald Trump, the Republican Congress, what's your one-minute take?
Well, we talk about this dysfunction. You know, I think Washington is probably more dysfunctional than ever, and it seems to be the normal. And Scott, and I don't care if it's politics, if it's athletics, if it's church, if it's business, and I've had the fortune of playing of being in all four of those arenas. Again, when we allow dysfunctions to become our normal, and we justify our dysfunctions by saying, well, Scott did it, so JC's okay in doing it. If it's wrong for Scott to do it, it ought to be wrong for JC to do. I shouldn't, you know, there shouldn't be a double standard. And I think both sides, I think, execute, double standards. And if it's wrong for me, it ought to be wrong for you. And so, again, our dysfunctions have become more of the norm in Washington, D.C. And I don't think in the long run that's good for North Dakota or Oklahoma or civilized citizens.
Never enough time to chat with our good friend J.C. Watts, but I have about a minute and a half left. I want to quickly ask you two things. One, quick take on the industry, this oil and gas industry, and specifically North Dakota versus Oklahoma. A lot of optimism in North Dakota right now. Is it the same in Oklahoma?
Well, it is. A lot of similarities. Anytime the price of oil is, over $60 a barrel. That's a good thing, for both states. But you know, Scott, when you look at what North Dakota has done over the last 15, 20 years, I think the most important thing is when you can't say I want jobs, but then you fight job creators. I think North Dakota has done a good job in creating the right kind of environment to attract investment. Investment capital is a coward. It won't flow into hostile environments. And North Dakota's done a good job in that and in creating the right kind of environment for investment. And it's proven out to be a pretty good thing. And in Oklahoma, I mean, I used to be the oil and gas commissioner there, and Oklahoma's, you know, doing well when the price of oil is over $60 a barrel.
Well, we're kindred spirits in many ways, for sure, between the two states. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the NFL finally reversing the decision, but I think I know your answer. I think you agree with me that probably was the right thing to do for Roger Goodell, but what the heck took so long? We'll save that for next time. Have a great time on stage today. Thanks, JC. We appreciate you.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. More coming up.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
If you're headed out for Memorial Day weekend, make a stop at PetroServe USA, Valley City location, where we'll be broadcasting live to kick off the holiday weekend and saluting those who've served. Stop at PetroServe USA and have 20 cents off a gallon on E15. What a deal. Plus, the best burgers in North Dakota will be serving those up to hand-pattied fresh beef, caramelized onions, cheese, fresh baked bun. Best burger in North Dakota. You're going to absolutely love it. Colorado Jack popcorn, $3.99 each, and Nestle Pure Life water, $3.99 a case, too. See you tomorrow. PetroServe USA, Valley City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Friends at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, our final day today. I can't even believe we have to go. It's been a lot of fun, although I do appreciate the friendly confines of the studio because you're a little more, you know, focused on the task at hand. And there are, you know, we have a little What's on Your Mind studio here, a little cafe, a little lounge for people to hang out on and hang out in, and it's a busy place. So there's, you know, a few hundred people around me as we speak right now doing different things. So it's crazy, but it's fun. And Governor Burgum will join us here in a couple of minutes. Looking forward to that conversation. We're going to talk with two of the top CEOs that have been presenting here. Lynn Helms. I'm sorry, Lynn Helms is not a CEO. Lynn Helms is speaking today. So is the Administrator of the U.S. Energy Information Administration, Jack Stark from Continental Resources, Lee Tillman from Marathon Oil, and who else? Whiting Petroleum CEO, President, Brad Hawley's his name, ConocoPhillips President here, and Tommy Noose from Oasis Petroleum. We're going to talk with Taylor Reed from Oasis Petroleum. He'd be the president of Oasis. We're going to talk with Brent Lonas from Hess, their top man in North Dakota today, as well as the governor and some folks from AE2S. And you'll hear our conversation with Neil Kashkari, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank, Minneapolis District. So a lot of information. That's the thing that really just, you can imagine with all these people together, there's just a lot of information. And it's fun to kind of process it and figure out what it means for the future. So a lot going on. Tomorrow I'll be at the PetroServe USA location in Valley City. So remember that if you're traveling. I-94 tomorrow, exit 292. Make a stop. Say hi. Best burgers in North Dakota, bar none. And lots of great specials, including 20 cents off a gallon of gas. Is that any good or what? E15, 20 cents off. And that will be at the PetroServe USA. Valley City location only tomorrow for our special broadcast. A lot of great specials. We'll have some more freebies, and we'll have the MyPillow catch. If you stop by and say, hey, Scott, what's the catch? How do I win a MyPillow? We'll give you a chance to win one tomorrow. PetroServe USA, Valley City, for our broadcast. Our friend CJ's here from DAC Diesel to tell us about the good work they're doing on diesel vehicles. CJ, what do you want to tell us today?
Pretty much the usual, I guess. You know, it's one of these things every time I have to do a call and, you know, I'm racking my brain. Okay, what do I want to talk about? So, you know, it's just constant. Sometimes you help me, those guys, you know. So, but no, it's still one of those things. I'm still looking for help, you know, still looking to hire a couple, you know, top diesel mechanics. So, you know, if you got the qualifications and you're looking for top pay, and I do mean top pay, you know, I will treat, you know, I treat my guys right, and, you know, the new employees coming in, you know, they definitely will make top money. But also, you know, like on the diesel vehicles, you know, whether it's your truck, tractor, trailer, not your trailer, sorry, truck, tractor, pickup truck, even cars, even the foreign vehicles, you know, people call me and they ask me, do you work on the foreign stuff? Well, you know, we got a Mercedes in the shop right now that we're doing an engine swap on. You know, so it's just, it's one of those things that, you know, we pretty much work on everything. And if you want it done right the first time, and also where you don't feel like you got to go and take out a second loan or a mortgage on your house just to pay for it, definitely give me a call. So, and I guess, you know, you can call my cell phone, 701-210-0888. That's usually the best way to get a hold of me, or 258-5011. And you can also like us on Facebook. Constantly putting up pictures, projects, all that stuff on Facebook. So
210-0888 is the cell, DACDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ. Good chatting with you.
You too, Scott.
Appreciate it. All right, so the big political news of the day. First of all, big culture story. The big culture story of the day. Roger Goodell, the NFL, announcing yesterday players will stand for the national anthem. What about that? Folks, don't. When I first heard that, I said, well, big deal. You got to make an announcement about that. That's common sense. On the other hand, given what we're battling in the way of a culture in this country, in America right now today, that's not a small thing. That's a victory for those of us that believe you respect the flag. You stand up for the flag. And the big, bad NFL, in all its money, finally came to its senses for one reason. There was too much pressure, too many people saying, I'm out of here, too many people less watching games and going to games and everything else. And Roger Goodell couldn't have been any more of a meek, mamby-pamby kind of rolling out like, we're doing this, sure, we're doing this. Mike Zimmer, by the way, the Minnesota Vikings couldn't have been better and reminded everybody Minnesota Vikings stood. So I appreciated that. So I don't know about you. I think that's fantastic. 258-0550, our telephone number. Every day new people call this program. Every day new listeners tune into this program. So we do have to say those telephone numbers and have you put them in your speed dial to call us. 24/7 you can call us at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message. Anytime, okay? And I'd love your comments on whether you agree with me that we need to celebrate the fact that the NFL came to the right decision as a victory for us, that didn't just say, oh, here they go again and walk away from this fight, but engaged and talked about how it was wrong and said we're going to do something about it. That's fantastic. You can text me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Here's the other one. Big news. President Trump cancels the North Korea summit. I don't know what news organization this is, but let's read it and see how far before we get to some distortion. President Trump is calling off the summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. The White House released a letter from the president to the North Korean leader that said in part, sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting. Guess what the left is saying? The same left that defended President Obama's inaction on it, the same left that says nothing about the years and decades, really, of inaction on this issue, he shouldn't have canceled the meeting. He's the only reason there was a meeting scheduled. Donald Trump's the only reason there's a meeting scheduled. Donald Trump's the only reason they're afraid of what our actions might be and afraid of what China's actions might be because we're speaking largely with one voice. South Korea cooperating. Mountains have been moved here. Now, I think what happened is, my take, you know, Kim Jong-un thinks, oh, the meeting's scheduled, the meeting's announced. Now I can go back to posturing, and he'll still have to come. Doesn't know Donald Trump very well, does he? I'll make another prediction. This meeting will happen. And in the end, the next meeting will produce more results for the United States of America than the meeting that was about to happen. Do you know why? We have a president of the United States that knows how to negotiate. We have a president of the United States less worried about optics and what people are going to say. If, oh, it was scheduled, now it's not scheduled, I shouldn't cancel it. Oh, the Washington Post, what are they going to say? The New York Times, oh, well, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. It's the art of the deal in action, ladies and gentlemen. And I, for one, am thrilled about it. Governor Doug Burgum on a big week when we come back.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This was just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle Kashup.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your...
Back at the Bismarck Event Center. Once again, I want to give a plug for the Bismarck Event Center because Charlie Jeske and his team here really do a good job. They do an amazing job on these events. And, you know, we have the opportunity to go to a lot of these things at a lot of different venues. And I'm never at one where I get better service and everything's taken care of. And they just run a, so kudos to everybody that I know has been working hard on one of their big events of the year here at the event. So appreciate that very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache and Mandan. Gosh, it's fun to watch all those growers out there now and seeing the green come out of the black and, you know, just an exciting time. So farmers, ranchers, God bless you. We're with you 100% and rooting for you all the way and really hoping we can turn the corner on some of these trade deals and things that are happening for sure. And, you know, when you need a spray service, you got to go where the folks just know it. And at High Plains Apache, they do the tips, the parts, the service, the full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo, exit 60. I tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. Governor Doug Burgum stops by to see us at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on a busy week. How are you, sir?
Great, Scott, and great of you to be here all these days, talking to all these industry executives and these people that are just not only changing North Dakota but changing the nation. What an exciting time.
It is. I'm sure you get this, too. I just want to absorb as much of the data as you possibly can about all the different places, that are ahead. But it feels very optimistic, and it feels like that we aren't talking about something that's, you know, a boom of a few years, but rather decades ahead. How about you?
Well, it certainly feels that way this morning. And we had Linda Capuano, who's appointed head of the Energy Information. It's Senate-confirmed position. I had a chance to have dinner with her last night. She doesn't take political positions. She doesn't take policy positions. They just dive into the data. Her presentation this morning was fascinating because if you take a look at the growth in demand worldwide for energy, you take a look at the infrastructure that we have built and what we need to build in the future, you take a look at what the operators are doing in terms of the success that they're having, because we've got these entrepreneurs and risk takers that are building out the Bakken. They've gone from drilling a well, it takes them 30 days to drill a well. I was on a rig earlier this week. They're drilling it in 10 days. So they've tripled the amount of productivity in just 4 years. Then the well, when they drill that well, these wells are having more production in the first 100 days by a factor of 3 in some cases than they did in 2014. So we can drill 3 times as many wells with the same equipment, and when we drill that well, it's 3 times more productive. you think this thing isn't going anywhere but up, it's fantastic.
And the winner is the people of North Dakota, right? I mean, you know, I called yesterday from someone said, all you care about is oil companies, and, you know, they don't care about anybody else. And, you know, that kind of cynical viewpoint is out there. People think that. But honestly, I'm less concerned for any oil company or oil field service company than I am people having enormous opportunities from all of this. I mean, this is an industry that obviously is going to power the world for a long time. Who do you see winning?
Well, I see every kid in North Dakota that's going to school now or in the future, because this helps our schools. It helps our communities. It helps every government service that we do, every agency. I mean, everybody's benefiting from the success we're having. And of course, the infrastructure that we're building is giving us an opportunity to do all of this economic growth and do it in a way where it's even more safer and even more responsible for the environment. So I just see things getting better and better when you've got, you know, economic success is something that lifts all boats. And certainly the perspective of having Secretary Zinke here, you know, former commander SEAL Team 6 and his decades of service to this country, much of it in the Middle East, as he said in his speech, he said it's not only economically the right thing to do for this country, it's the right thing to do for the environment, and he said it's also the morally the right thing to do for us to be energy dominant, because he doesn't want somebody else's kids going to do what he was doing, which was, you know, fighting, during a time when we were completely energy dependent on foreign oil.
And this is someone charged with protecting federal lands. This is the Secretary of Interior who you had at the park and other places as well this week. And by the way, earlier today, a well-known Democrat came up to me and he said, I think it's incredible that Donald Trump sends his Interior Secretary to North Dakota, not for a photo op, not for a trip on stage and then out of here, for 4 days.
Yes.
You know, I mean, really, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Well, it is. And when you think about the scope of Interior, when it touches Bureau of Reclamation, Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Indian Affairs, National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and you think about the fact that we've got like 63, U.S. Fish and Wildlife reserves in our state. We've got Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Everything we're doing with Garrison, Diversion, McCluskey Canal is all part of Bureau of Reclamation. I mean, this agency touches North Dakota in so many ways. We were at the Garrison Diversion. The last time a Department of Interior secretary was here was at the ribbon cutting 50 years ago in the 1960s. You know, now we've got the secretary here helping us cut through red tape and perhaps get more irrigation acres, get water to the eastern part of the state. You know, he's fighting for the stuff that some North Dakotans have been fighting for decades, bumping their heads against Washington. And he's here. He's on the ground. He saw it. He sees it. He's making it happen. That's so exciting.
I'm sure there are many things on this list, but what do you think is the most important takeaway from his trip here of what he saw and what you anticipate will come from it?
Well, I'd say that the highlight reel is he's obviously a huge Theodore Roosevelt fan. And, of course, we've got, you know, the only national park in the system named after an individual, the president who literally created the park system, and the capital that he wants to put into improving and enhancing the park, the support that I heard him commit to for the national park, the presidential library.
He is spun up about that.
He is. He's talking to oil executives. Yeah. He met with legislators yesterday about it. I mean, he sees this as something that could drive, in his own words, another half a million visitors to Western North Dakota, but not just for a visit, but to also understand the importance of a conservation ethic that includes responsible development along with the protection. Because that's what the original mission was. That's what Teddy Roosevelt's 20th century, which rolls into the 21st century ethos of conservation is. It's, you know, the benefit, protecting it, but also benefiting the people. And so he's a champion for that. And I think we're going to get some breakthrough on Garrison Diversion we haven't had in 50 years. I mean, it's been an incredible week.
It really is. We were talking to Steve Burian about that earlier from AE2S, who, you know, talked about the history of the Red River being dry at one point. I mean, it has happened.
Yes.
Right? And could happen again. And the economic devastation of that with the size, of the Red River Valley population-wise today versus what it was when it was dry.
Yes.
You can't even almost put a price tag on the impact. So that just has to happen. Do you see that happening? I mean, is that a 25 year before you're actually seeing that water move? Is that 50 year? Is it sooner? When does that happen?
I think we're going to see some action in the next year. I think we're going to see with this administration, we have an opportunity to finally clear some hurdles and start moving ahead with the Red River water supply. And of course, there is a which is again fantastic. But again, to help people understand. Some of the crazy, there's been components of this McCluskey Canal that have been completed since the 1970s with the intention that it was meant. I mean, the original promise was, you know, water supply and irrigation. You know, that was the promise from the federal government, water supply and irrigation for North Dakota, in trade-off of giving up all this valuable Missouri River bottom land that was underneath the lake. And we got the lake, but we didn't get the other two pieces. We've got just, you know, very small acreages of irrigation, which is a huge economic value added for agriculture, and the water supply is critical. And Secretary Zinke said, if that was a promise of the federal government, he said, this president believes in keeping the promises of the federal government, and they want to work towards the original promise of garrison diversion. And, I mean, to hear that come from the secretary himself and to have all of his many Bureau of Reclamation folks that work for him here in the state that were part of the tour yesterday hear that, it's nothing short of incredible.
It really is. A couple minutes left. I want to ask you one more thing on the oil side, and I want to shift it a little bit to ag stuff. When you're hearing all the different voices that you're hearing here, are they saying, you put out a strong challenge. You said, go to 2 million barrels, and everybody sort of freaked out, right? Like, why talk about that? And you said, well, all I'm asking is to say what's preventing you from getting to 2 million barrels, because we'll go over there and work on that. I mean, you know, so just tell us what's holding you back, right? So then I think there was some buy-in to that extent. What are you hearing from them that they need? What's on that list?
Well, I think that when you look at those curves, and I just sat through three presentations this morning, all of which showed production curves getting to 2 million barrels sometime in the 2020s. I mean, in the next decade. I'm not, you know, my challenge that I laid out a year ago wasn't some space age 100 year from now. I mean, just the math takes you to 2 million. But one of the things we're going to need more takeaway capacity because it's so hard to get infrastructure built in this country, but we need to keep building more infrastructure to move these products safely. And if we don't want to have takeaway capacity, and again, with gas, because not just oil, as we reach the same amount of oil production that we hit previously, we'll set a new record this summer. When we hit that, we'll be producing almost twice as much gas as we are at the same time when we blow through the new level of the 1.2 million barrels of oil. You know, oil to oil, same from 4 years ago, gas double. So the gas takeaway, and then we've got some of the, as they say, the wettest gas in the country, which, again, you've got all of the Tanes. The butanes and the others that come off of that are valuable elements of gas that can be separated in gas processing plants and sold. The liquid parts, the liquid natural gas, and that's a big potential export opportunity for us. But we need takeaway for natural gas liquids. We need takeaway for natural gas. We need takeaway for oil. If we don't have takeaway, you know what we need? We need value added right here, fertilizer plants, plastics plants. And we've got the energy and we've got the gas to be able to convert those into other products here in North Dakota. And that's one thing that as an industry we need to work hard on is to attract those value-added players.
I want to get a call in here real quick. Kevin from Emmons County, real quick for the governor. We're short on time, so just get to your point really quick, Kevin, if you would.
Yeah, I'm calling about the wind farm in Emmons County, northern Emmons County. NextEra wind farm, I believe it's called Emmons Logan, but Game and Fish is doing something almost like extortion. They've already paid them $500,000, which was transferred over Ducks Unlimited. Now they're demanding another 2.5. And this company has been here since 2014, and Game and Fish came really late to the game here in January of this.
Anything we can help this guy in real quick?
Well, I know that PSC is the one that permits wind farms, and they're working on mitigation, and I'd have to...
Let's have him talk to your public service commissioner probably first, and then if you find anything else going on, we'll dig into that too a little bit on the show. Fascinating conversation. We'll talk ag next time.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yep.
Appreciate it. Governor Doug Burgum.
Scott Hinnon here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice.
buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousen Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thousen's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thousen took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thousen Story. You'll love it.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is your place, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in its final hours. J.C. Watts, the final speaker at 11:30 today. Lots of others up there on the stage right now. We'll talk with a few of them before the show is done today on the program. I'll bet I know one happy guy, Jim the Flagpole guy, when he saw what the NFL is doing about that flag. Was that an okay decision on your part there, Jim?
Well, Scott, yeah, whatever they got to do to show respect, well, I'm not sure exactly their motives, but that's okay. That's the flag won and our American colors won, and that's the way it should be.
You make a good point. I don't know that we ought to spend a lot of time saying what are their motives. I think their motives are obvious to all of us. They were losing fans, right? And it was controversial and not good. But who cares? They did the right thing. I mean, and I'm glad they did, and I hope it stays that way. And I thought of you the second I heard the decision, because I don't know there's anybody in North Dakota that helps more to have people have an opportunity to display their patriotism and show that they stand for liberty and get one of those flagpoles. We have a goal to have 100 of them built in 2018, and the phone's been ringing since late 2017, and you're cranking on that goal, right?
Scott, and to be honest with you, I don't even know where I'm at on that. This week I received many, many calls and inquiries, and also some determinations where people have agreed. And, like, I don't know, probably at least 6 or 8 polls this week. You know, we've overwhelmed my manufacturer. They kind of really didn't expect what I'd done to them. And I've got polls coming out today. If any of my loyal customers are listening, I've got polls being shipped today, tomorrow, and Monday. And what I've been doing, Scott, is the Tyranny assault vehicle's been running around North Dakota. Yesterday and the day before, I was in Rolla. I was in Mercer.
You got to say that again a little bit slower. What's the vehicle?
The Tyranny assault vehicle.
He's out to he's taking on Tyranny, and of course there's this giant flagpole, in the back of that barrel. It looks like something that would be at the fair or, you know, the circus or something. You're shooting somebody out of a cannon. This thing is a big red, white, and blue patriotic deal, and it is a Tyranny assault vehicle. So anyway, you were saying you were out and about in the vehicle in what?
Well, we were in Rolla. We were I installed 3 bases. I poured the concrete and set sleeves for 3 flagpoles for the Rolla Rolette County Jail. I was in York yesterday, just the south of Rolla. I was in Mercer the day before. And what I'm trying to do is get ahead of the polls, so when they get here, I'll have sleeves to install polls. Just basically, just kind of going crazy, to be honest with you, Scott. The phone is really ringing, and people are responding, and America is winning. And I would just like to say thank you to all of North Dakota and the fans and to the Patriots in America that are making America great again. My manufacturer is overwhelmed with flagpole orders from not just myself, but from everybody. They're very busy. Their suppliers are having a hard time keeping up. And that's just a testimony to just the difference in leadership. And I'm very grateful for that, Scott.
Fascinating and invigorating and great to hear that patriotism is coming back in a big way. And folks, get a flagpole, any size, any shape. ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG. Give Jim a call and get on that list, and let's blow past that that goal for 2018. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jim the Flagpole Guy. Texter says, why don't you stop by Minot and do a couple of shows? The Minot City Council incumbents and candidates want to increase our city sales tax by 2%. That means our sales tax would be a whopping 9.5%. So much for fiscal responsibility. Stay tuned for the out-migration. Minot is a regular stop of ours, but we'll be back there for the State Fair. We're going to be there for a whole week at the State Fair doing shows. We've gone to Hust Fest. We've done a number of programs from the Sleep In and Conference Center with Vance and his team there. Sounds like we need to come back, so we will. Trump just canceled the meeting with North Korea, says a texter. They sent that to me at 9:25, so they were a little late with that news. We were talking about that earlier, but he did, and I think it's called negotiating. Yes, that's what I think is happening right now. Next texter, Scott, Mark Twain once said, make your vocation your vacation. Better say that again. Make your vocation your vacation. It worked for me driving a city bus for a lot of years. That's awesome. Because what that means is I don't care what you do. And I think about this when I see, the guys in the garbage truck come by and they got to get out of the truck once in a while. They got to pick up the stuff because it blew off. They got to put it in. And the ones that, you know, have the tunes blaring and a big smile on their face and wave at you and know you by name, you think, See, you could be happy doing anything. It really is. That's a very good point. Good advice, which is why I love our listeners. Another question. What time are you going to be in Valley City? I assume you refer tomorrow when we're broadcasting live from PetroServe USA. We will be there 8 a.m. to 12 noon tomorrow. I'll stay through the lunch hour. Probably through the lunch hour. So be there like 8 to 1 tomorrow. So come on by and say hi. Best burgers on earth. Trust me on this one thing. For sure in North Dakota, they're really good. Plus 20 cents off a gallon of gas. So a lot of fun. Back with more from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference after this timeout. Don't touch that.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
If you're headed out for Memorial Day weekend, make a stop at PetroServe USA, Valley City location, where we'll be broadcasting live to kick off the holiday weekend and saluting those who've served. Stop at PetroServe USA and have 20 cents off a gallon on E15. What a deal. Plus, the best burgers in North Dakota will be serving those up to hand-patty fresh beef, caramelized onions, cheese, fresh baked bun. Best burger in North Dakota. You're going to absolutely love it. Colorado Jack popcorn, $3.99 each, and Nestle Pure Life water, $3.99 a case, too. See you tomorrow. PetroServe USA, Valley City.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.